Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Tori. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a new romance novel reader. I'll start with that. So I'm very excited to be here. I live in Victoria, BC. I work at a university and I host a podcast, Ready to Be Petty. And we talk about entertainment news, pop culture, and celebrity gossip.
So I used to work at a university for the longest time. I got my master's degree in university administration. So...
Oh my God. Okay. I love that. So yes. Okay. Parallels. Yes. I work in like student programming. It's,
yeah,
I work I love this.
In some ways, that's why I ended up reading New Adult, because it reminded me of college. And I was like,
Okay. I love this so much. I'm in the exact same boat. Same.
Yeah. I used to work in student affairs. So I did Greek 5, student activities, student government. I produced a concert where Wes dropped in unannounced when he was dating Kim. I was producing a concert with 2 Chainz, one of his protege. He showed up in the middle of the concert. He's like, I just want to perform for free. Really nice. With his entourage, John Legend and somebody else. But it was like a whole gamut. So,
oh my God. People can't see the, like, my jaw drop that I currently have. But that's wild. That is so cool. What a special story. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I did have a positive experience at Cotton.
It's back in the day.
But yeah, I work in student affairs for about 10 years. Like, it's like my old career. Like, I thought that I was going to be a dean for a long time.
Oh my goodness. This is so fun. This is amazing. Yeah, I've been working provincially in STUA for... like 6 or 7 years. So look at us, faded twin flames. Yes, we were.
It's awesome. So, okay. So let's talk about Ready to Be Petty and tell us why we should pick it up. What we should, like, just add it to our queue and listen
to.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's super funny. And I feel like right now we need a lot of laughs with currently going on in the world. I think, like, yeah, it's just like a fun, easy listen. And obviously we, like, spill the tea over there and we're kind of getting out all of our petty anger so we can be like good people in real life. and we just kind of indulge in what I'm doing air quotes, but guilty pleasures, which I know fits in with a lot of, like, romance novel readers, like the stigma around being a fan of the genre. And, like, we wear our passions on our sleeves at RTBB. There's nothing off the table, nothing to be embarrassed about. If, like, I was listening to Hannah Montana book earlier today, and those are the things that I like, and so be it.
It's awesome. You know, I need to do a rewatch. A couple years ago, I did a rewatch of The Hills. And today's Lauren Conrad's birthday. I think it's around today or yesterday. And I was like,
yes,
it was some of the greatest clips. And I was like, it's due for a rewatch. You know, I need to be alive in 2005, 2006, you know?
I am mentally still there. Like, it's so true. And Whitney Port is actually why I've done a rewatch of The Hills in the last year. Is Whitney Port is doing recap episodes on her YouTube channel. And so I've been able to watch it along with her, and it's been so much fun. So I just love being in the space and talking with people that love pop culture.
Yes, I love this. I love your podcast. I love the fact it's just another one that's, like, I can actually go to and escape, because Thank you. Love pop culture as much as possible. It's been like my own pleasure. And so it's a nice escape from reality. So.
Absolutely. And it's important. Like, it's important to know and be up to date with pop culture. I stand by that. It makes you like an engaged community member, and you can like see the impact that it has on the rest of the world. And, you know, being able to, I don't know, talk about it is important. So yeah. I think it's good work.
Well, then move on to a romance journey. So first of all, what inspired you to think about romance as an option to read, you know, and what are some of your conceptions about romance? You know, what do you think it should be?
Yeah, so I really struggled. So I was a big reader as a kid. I feel like this is a common story, but huge reader as a kid. Like, you know, Twilight and stuff like that, I just like was obsessed with, obviously. And I read all the time. It was like probably my biggest hobby. And then I hit university. So I started university in 2010. And I might be wrong, but at that time, I didn't feel like there was tons of these like great young adult or like new adult books that there are now. And I just felt like I couldn't find my niche. So I was like 18, 19. And I was like, well, I'm reading these high school books set in high school and I'm too old now. But then my mom's recommending me these books of people in their 30s and 40s and 50s and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not connecting with the characters either. So I really think that, yeah, the new adult type of romance novels is like really what has sparked my journey. I only started dipping my toes into romance like in 2021. So it's been like a year. And then my concept, yeah, of course, I had like all of the very stereotypical kind of ideas of what romance was, or romance books and movies and stuff like that. And it's definitely expanded. Like, I do love like a trope, because I find like, yes, I read romance for the story and the love aspect of it, hopeless romantic stuff. But like, I also definitely read it again for like escapism. So like, sometimes when a character, like, you know, they're stuck in a snowstorm in a cabin, I'm laughing so hard that I'm having such a good time. Like, that's so funny. Or like just some of these like far-fetched storylines, like fake marriages and stuff. Like, I'm just loving it. So I definitely like want to expand my concept of romance. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about it, but like what I've read so far is like not diverse. So I'm definitely looking to also like expand my novels that I read to like more queer characters, more fat characters, more BIPOC characters, more authors that, you know, just bring a different perspective than like my life. So yeah, I'm just excited to like continue my romance journey.
Awesome. Yeah, I read romance because it's just a good escape. Like, it's just like a fun escape. I think there's different types of romance. I think there is some healthy relationship for romance. So it tells you like what a healthy relationship looks like, what a cinema role hero, like who is actually caring and loving and just attentive. And then there's also the alpha hero, alpha holes, and you're like, okay, the bad boys that we look for. You know, sometimes I go for toxic relationships.
Like, yes.
Like, then give me the drama.
Yes.
Like, and so I love the diversity within the genre. Like, there's a little bit of everything. Like, it's not, you may call it like the drama, like it's like generic, it's formulaic, stuff like that. Reality is like, yes, all romance ends with a happy ending, but the journey to get just there can be toxic.
Absolutely. Yes.
And healthy.
Yes. And yes,
a little bit of everything. So.
Yeah, and I feel like I am learning a lot too about what I think is healthy and not. Like, I definitely think that that's a good like skill to have. So I definitely am like learning a long way. Like, oh, I didn't like that this happened to this character, or this person did this to this person. So like, yeah, you're totally right. Like, sometimes I'm reading and I'm like, this is too good to like put down, but like, I would not love this in real life, or like,
it's not acceptable. It's so
yes.
I think there's a TikTok friend Stephanie from Burger Raider, she's like, what's something in a romance that would be a red flag? And one of the authors came back, is like, men.
You know, you should just absolutely. Totally.
Like, it's a red flag, you know?
Yes.
Like, there are different red flags that were, like, find it acceptable. It's like, oh, he wants to kill all your friends because of
yes.
I'll murder this guy. I read one romance where, like, it was an arranged marriage. She had sexual assault in her childhood. And so he found out because it was like, it's a mafia. So she had to be a virgin. She's like, I'm not a virgin. There's not going to be bloody sheets. And he's like, don't worry about it. So he goes and kills a guy who sexually and
Yes.
So fucking romantic. Reality?
I know, like, that just doesn't happen. But that's so funny. I've definitely read ones. Like, I probably read that one. It's so fun. Like, why am I, like, reading this, like, motorcycle club mafia, like, what like, book, but I can't get enough. It's so fun.
You're so addictive. Yeah, I've been reading serial killer romance. Because, like, you know we need a serial killer.
Yes.
That was that. Like, honestly, what else can you do? Serial
killer. I love that. Romance.
How about you get it?
So funny.
So, all right. So let's talk about book recommendation. So you sent me a list of different types of genres, topics, and tropes and whatnot. So let's do new adult / hockey romance because I am a connoisseur. I absolutely adore hockey romance. Like, actually, I start with the deal which you read.
Yes. Oh, you my goodness.
The deal. Okay.
Yes.
That's how I started romance. You know, it was with that series. And then it was like the floodgates, you know.
And that is something I also really like that I guess sometimes you don't really get it also maybe in other genres, or maybe you do and I just don't know. But like the multiverse aspect is so fun because if you don't love the two main characters, like, but you like the writing style or the plot or whatever, you just go to the next one and. Yeah, it's so nice. Or you get to check in on your favorite characters. So it's super, super fun.
Yeah, like I love like when there's like big series where there's like multiple, either big family or multiple friends. And you're like, I just want to check on you. And like 10 months later, they haven't made it. They're like doing that. And then we get like some series, we get the kids story. We're like, oh, the kids are going to fall in love too. You know?
So fun.
So speaking of those, there's a couple that are available in KU. So KU is Kindle Unlimited, and it's actually most indie authors who are starting out or may want to do, they publish under Kindle Unlimited, which means that you as a reader can get a service where you borrow up to 20 books at a time. The author gets paid by how many pages are read. So they do get paid. You just like, but you're only paying a fee. So the fee is like, I think it's $10, but you can get deals. Like right now there's a deal like first 2 months for free. There's sometimes like 99 cents or you can get a year for like $124 or something like that. So it's like, it's a good deal. It's like, you know, and what I like about Kindle Unlimited is that it's low stakes. Like you can borrow a book. You don't like it. You're not losing money. You know what I mean? So it's a really low stake thing, but it helps you discover new authors and new people to look for. Books that are published by Amazon are on Kindle Unlimited, and sometimes Kindle Unlimited offers audio. So there's an audio option that it goes to your Audible, and they whisper something to do the magic of like, you can read it and you can listen to it and they'll match together. So this is just like an FYI. A lot of indies do Kindle Unlimited, so that's like a good start. If you want to try out different authors and you're like, oh, I heard this one or I heard this one. So for hockey, have you read the Puck series by Helena Hunting?
No.
All right. So Helena is a Canadian author, but her series is set in Chicago. It's a laugh out loud, funny Chicago hockey series. There's about 6 books in the series. It's a whole team. It's more raunchy and the more the rom-com kind of like more comedic than regular romance. So the one thing about Helena is that her penis are so big. Like she has monster dicks. It doesn't matter when it's like monster dicks, you know.
I love that. That's so funny. That's something I always am like thinking about is like when authors are describing dicks, like, I don't know, sometimes I'm like, do people want this? Like that seems painful.
So they're monster dicks. The good news about the POC series is that no one can unlimited, so you can get them for free. And then there's a spinoff series because she ended up taking one of the characters she ended up publishing with Amazon. So they did an expansion team in Seattle. So one of the characters from the expansion, a couple characters from the POC series show up in the spinoff series, and they're really good too. So
I love POC, that.
There's about, I would say, like, if you want a series, you want to invest your time, this is about 10 books or so. So there's enough, and the Amazon books are available in audio too when you buy fucking unlimited. So
nice. Okay, I'm so into this. Are you mostly an audio listener or
now an audio listener? I used to be this ebook reader mostly. So, but because of the job and the situation, I'm too stressed. So I just want somebody to read the books for me.
I love that. Yes, I do now.
So like, I don't have the time to read it in my ears, but I'm like, just read it to me. So I'm more cautious now than I was like when I started reading.
Nice.
The next one, it's a Mel series. It's a Canadian author. It's a hockey series. There's 7 books in a series, but they're such in different teams. So it's not just the same team. They do mesh with them. It's called The Game Changer series by Rachel Reed.
Nice. Okay. Never heard of it.
So the best one, I would say Game Changer is good, but you should read Heat and Rivalry, which is, I want to set it up where there's 2 characters. They're on competing teams, and the media portrays them as enemies. Like they're supposed to hate each other, but they're having a secret love affair. And so it's all sex. It's like sex, sex, sex. And you're like, you're trying to like figure out how they're going to come together. And they're both in the closet. And so
freaking amazing. Sounds like right up my alley.
And the sequel for that series, because it ends with Happy For Now, which the difference is Happy For Now means that they're together for that moment, but you don't know if it's forever. The sequel for that series is coming out in April. So you don't have to wait that long. You can read, you can binge channels. So what happens in that series is there's 6 books in the series. Basically, one book, book 1 and book 4 are sequel to each other. Book 2 and book 6 are sequel to each other. Book 3 and book 5 are sequel to each other. So they're kind of like, it's a whole hockey verse. But they're companion. They're not like, you know, follow. You're like, kind of like a mixer.
I love that. You know, nice.
But Heated Rivalry is the one that you want to, you just go for the sex, you know?
Absolutely.
Speaking of actually like new adult, because you're like college hockey. I found that Rebecca Jenshock's Campus Night series is actually like a good companion for the deal. It's not as good as the deal, but it's a good companion to the deal, the goal and stuff. It's basically, it's set in a college in Arizona. Some of them are going to go pro, some of them are not. And it's just basically like friends to lovers, found family, like friends. It's easy. It's college. They have work study. They have like a fun game. They're like hide and seek game. They play around campus. They party. So it's very college-y oriented.
I love that. That sounds perfect.
So that's like another one. Demi, if you like baseball or have some pet baseball tendencies, I've been mentioning.
Some baseball tendencies. I am dying. That is amazing.
Yeah. I don't like baseball. I could not care less, but you know, like, whatever.
I have to use that in my real life nowadays. That is so funny. Oh my goodness. Okay. I can't wait.
Megan Quinn is a KU author. She writes a lot of rom-coms. So if you look, scroll through Amazon for a moment, it's like rom-com romance, you will see Megan Quinn pop up like quite a few. They're in KU. They're easy to consume. They're formulaic. They're funny. So she has this year, her most popular series is Bird Boot series. So the first 2 books are set in college, and then the rest of the books are set in professional baseball in Chicago. Nice. But they play for different teams. The first 2 books are okay. I would say like they're you kind of like, they're fine, like college-y. They go to work, they play baseball and do all the fun stuff, they party and all stuff. My problem with these books is that the third eye conflict, it ends like they stop talking for years. So it was annoying. Where I'm like, I'm sorry, but like, you stopped talking to each other for 8 years, you shouldn't be broken. Like, you know, like, please justify. So that's like my only problem. But if you stick it through and read the rest of the series, this rest of the series gets better. It's just nice. Like the first two are in college, and the rest of the books are like, they get better books. And then if you like more, like, you know, more bad boy tattoo with pierced dicks. You
know? Oh my God, yes. I read a few and I was like, okay,
So I would say Jay Kernover has a new little series called Rule. There's about seven guys, they're all friends, and they all have different types of peers. And oh my
God, you're literally dead.
So they're like all different kinds of piercings. Like, he's just like, you know,
I didn't think there was more than one.
I did not know. Oh, that's important. You should read Romans because you learn so much.
Yeah, that is. Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel like I'm blushing.
Yeah, so this is a good series. I really like this one. It's one of her earlier series, and now she's writing the stories about the kids. So, and the kids' stories are available on Kindle Unlimited. This series is not because it was traditionally published, but, you know, and it's an old series, so you may be able to get it from the library and whatnot, but it's definitely like, all the different types of piercings, all the different...
People are so creative. Like, if you would have asked me, like, what is the craziest thing that a series has, like, the idea for a series has started and you said pierced dicks, I would not believe you.
I'm just gonna look. Like, what is a series? I just remember being like, and I was reading these books, mind you, I was reading these books while I was at work on my phone, and I was like, why do I just...
When you have to, like, put your phone down to be, like, because I read on my phone or, like, my Kindle as well, and it's, like, when you have to, like, turn it down for a second to just be like, oh my God, it's so good.
So there's that. So those are some new adults / some sports romance, just to give you a taster. I haven't found any good new adults that are not sports romance. Like, I found there's a couple of them that are leaning towards new adult, but they became problematic. So I would say, like, you know, I would skip those. But I'm still looking for, like, regular new adults that are not, like, sports romance.
Okay. Yes, yeah. That's a good point.
I want people who, like, I just have a job. I go to parties. I'm a
dreamer. Yes. Yeah. The norm. You know. Yes. Yes.
Like, you know, so there is that. All right. Let's talk about the Regency, because I know you wanted to give it a try. And, like, Regency historical romance, I don't know about you, but I found it really intimidating. Like, the whole setting, the whole, like, thinking about history, like, what the hell just happened? Like, how did they get indoor plumbing, electricity? But we have Bridgerton, so we have something to visualize. So I've got you three pop culture reimagining that you appreciate as a pop culture aficionada.
Yes.
Or into, not Regency, but into historical romance. So the first one is, the best way I can describe is the Kardashian family if they were living Jordan era. So they wear wigs and powder. So that's what the Jordan era does. But this family is called the Wilds of Lola. And they're famous in the family. They have people actually have cards with their pictures. They follow them around. They have stories. The one person created a play. They have crazy fans. They send one fan to the sun. It's a whole second family, but it's like the Kardashians in, you know, Jordan era.
I'm already, like, downloading it as we speak. Like, I'm so excited. Yeah. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. There's, like, I have about 6 books in the series, and there's one book, spin-off book, from the father's point of view, because two of his wives died. Or one of them, actually, he got divorced, which is a scandalous at the time, but she left for another guy. So, but the series is actually, like, the best way I can describe it, so it was the Kardashian had their own, like, Regency family, you know, Jordan family. And
I love it.
Then it's like The Bachelor. There is such thing as the Bachelor Regency, and it's called How the Duke Was Won by Lenora Bell. So basically, this guy was like, I don't know when I want, I need to get married because I need to. Most guys have to get married so they can actually start hair and they can actually make money and all those different things. So, or they're married for money and they're trying. But this guy was like, I just need to get married or some sort. And so he decided to create a contest and invite all these like debutantes to come in. And it basically, it was a Bachelor. Like, he goes on similar dates and they're gonna like try to figure out, like, go to one on ones, go to like group dates and try to figure out like who's gonna marry her. And the girl that she's going, she's impersonating her sister. She's not supposed to be the one who's supposed to marry. It's, she's impersonating her sister into the whole story.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And then if you like Sports Proximity, the second book, there's just one carriage. So if you like the fact that like there's just one carriage sex, they're like, they go on a road trip and they have sex in the carriage. That's one of those. So
perfect. Like, I can't wait.
So, you know, and then if you like Ferris Bueller's Days Off or like Breakfast Club, or I think it's like most 80s like movies, like John Hughes movies, Eva Lee's latest series, then the new one, but the series beforehand, it's 80s movies reimagining. The one I want to tell you is Waiting for a Spotlight View, where it's a Ferris Bueller's Day Off reimagining, where the lady, she's a widow, and it's an age gap. She's older than him. He's grumpy. He wants to like straight lace. She's like, he's being her bodyguard. So, because she's going to go to a house party who happens to be an orgy. It's so basically just like any other day. Like, I'm just going to.
Yeah. Like, super casual.
So basically he's like trying to keep her straight lace. She's like, you know, I've been married. I have kids. I don't want to deal with any of this bullshit. I'm in my 40s. I want to have like a good time. And then they're like, their relationship in this road trip, they explode. Like, they're like things that you're like, oh, okay, like it's very Ferris Bueller. I think she's named Lady Ferris, and then he's named, what's the sidekick's name? The guy's name. They're, I don't know.
I'm so bad at names. Yeah. But yes, that's cute. A cute tie-in.
Yeah. So, but it's cute. And then the other books, and there's like a tie-in with the Breakfast Club because the guys are all met in detention when they're eaten. And so they're not friends 24 years later, and they're doing all these different things. And so, but yeah, these are like 80s reimagined.
So fun.
Yeah. And if you like love kosher, I would say The Virgin, The Row by Sophie Jordan. It's a love potion one where she creates like her sister. She has pure pains and her sister basically creates a potion as a love potion to the guy and stuff like that. So, and Sophie Jordan just it's not seeing you with a sex scene. So if you're looking for sex scenes, Sophie Jordan does deliver, you know. Her latest book is If the Duke Goes Down, and indeed the Duke goes.
That's the lit one. Like, again, downloading ASAP.
Yeah. So I'm like, I remember talking to her, and I was like, she's like, yeah, I presented this title to my publisher, and I was surprised that she said yeah. And I was like, and she's like, I did deliver it. The Duke Goes Down.
Like, that's iconic.
She promised. So there's that. And finally, well, actually, do you want Billionaire or do you want Forced Proximity?
Let's do Billionaire. Let's switch it up.
Okay. All right. So Billionaire have like a little bit of everything. I try to look for not Christian Grey. When I think of Billionaire,
yes, it's
Christian Grey. And they're better Billionaires than Christian Grey. And they're better at BDSM than Christian Grey. But if you like the Billionaire, if you like a Christian Grey BDSM boner, I would say The Boss by Abigail Burnett. It's a BDSM. It's they meet at an airport. They have one night and then they reconnect a few years later and she happens to work for his office and they become this love affair. And it's like, it's BDSM, but it's like done right. So it's actually like really engaging. There's polyamory. There's like being invited boyfriend. They have like this dramatic stuff. So it's like really engaging series. And it follows the same couple for like 6 or 7 books, but it's actually really good. So The Boss is, I would say, if you like Christian Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, then The Boss will be a better upgrade from that.
Nice. Sounds great. 6 or 7 books. That's a wild ride.
On the same couple.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, yeah, like me, I've read like a few trilogies and stuff, but like not six or seven books.
Yeah. So there's that. One of my favorite series that I love is Samantha Young's On Dublin Street. It's set in Scotland. She actually will like it. She's actually right out of college. She goes to college in Scotland. She's from the States, but she goes to school in Scotland, and she decides to stay, and she's looking for a new place. And her brother, the roommate's brother, is the hero, and he's like alpha, but he's like so like, I don't know. There's something to be said about the hero, the Scottish hero. So,
Yes, Kate, you're speaking my language because I love Outlander.
yes. So on Dublin Street, there's like about six or books there, six or seven books in the series. They follow different couples, but they're all like found family. It's set in Edinburgh. It's so good. Like I reread that one. I listened to it. The author, I think listening there is like a Scottish accent, so it's like it gives you a really high emotion. So, but I really love it. I love the third book in the series the most, where it's a curvy heroine and the
Nice.
best friends, two lovers, are like, she's like, teach me how to have sex, you know?
Oh yeah, I love that trope. It's so funny. I'm like, how often does this happen in real life?
You're like, teach me how to have sex.
Yeah, I would rather die than ask that to
Yeah.
anybody.
So on Dublin Street, like the one series I would say, like, I would do like, get it from the library. I did buy the books, like, and that's how much. And their books are expensive. Those are expensive books, but they're good books, you know. But yeah.
And I feel like I've been dreaming of Edinburgh. I went there in 2019, I think, like pre-pandemic. And so it's just, I feel like the travel is so fresh in my mind that I'm like, take me there via book.
I remember reading it and be like, I need to go to Edinburgh and see these places. Like, and she's from Scotland. Like, she is actually from there. Like, it's not like a fake, even not a fake, but like an author is like, I'm just setting up somewhere else and blah, blah. She's from Scotland. Like, she knows her stuff. And so it's kind of like cool to see, like, I want to go to Dublin Street. I want to go to the apartment, you know, or Jamaica Lane. Like, they're all set in different streets, the names of the stuff. So there, it's a
I'm
really,
so excited for that.
yeah. And then if you want a rom-com, you want a fun rom-com, there's like Billionaires or like just a little after. Anika Martin has a series called Most Eligible Billionaire series. There's about five or six books. They're available in the library for audio, or you can get them. You have to purchase them. But they're like fun. The first book that I read in the series was The Girl Inherits a Dog from This Rich Lady. And the dog happens to inherit a whole billion-dollar industry. Her son, the lady's son, was like, "No, like what is going on?" And so she's like, "So the lady's like has to go to board meetings on behalf of the dog and like make the."
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's the type of stuff that, like, if I am LOLing, like, I love that.
Yeah, so they're really wacky, like wacky novels, but they're like, you know, like funny. Okay, on behalf of Jacques, I accept your opinion. Then that's for billionaire romance, because if you ever want to feel like in a mood, but you don't want to read a long book, I would suggest going to Harlequin, the Desired Line of Harlequins. There, you can get Harlequins in the library or in the supermarket. They're easily available. They come every month. There's like five or six books every month, new books. And so the Desire Line tends to be billionaire romance. So a couple that I would say, Jason Lee has a series, Rhys Ryan has a series. So there's a lot of BIPOC authors who write for Harlequin. And they're mostly 200, 250 pages long. So
Nice.
they're easy to consume. They're not like, you know, dragging around. They hit the part, they hit the marks. They're like, they get sex, they get this, they get that. They don't have the side plot. That's what takes it apart. Like, they don't have the B plot of, you know, the family, the stuff, you know. So Harlequin Desire is the one to go.
Oh, nice. 'Cause sometimes I like that where it's like I don't need the mom with cancer storyline. Like I just
Oh,
Like,
yeah, the
yeah.
grief factor. I don't know. I think and I was thinking about this, like sometimes romance, like a lot of rom-coms are marketed as rom-com, but they're really not. They're like women's fiction because they're like, they're giving you grief. They give you like, I was talking to friends, just like sometimes authors want to hit all the social issues. They want to hit like, this character has a disability, this character has that, and they're like, and they're that, and they're broken and that, and like broke down the characters apart to bring them back together. And you're like, I don't need that. I just want to like gay work, like characters fall in love. They just, you know, they do some things, they hang out, and then they have sex. And then
yes, exactly. I know. I'm like, I talk about social issues all day. Not that you can like ever turn it off, but I'm like, I'm really here to read just like some absolute shit. Yes.
Yeah, so Harlequin Desire line is the one for you. If you ever go back to the oldies, Blaze or Dare line are the higher smutty line, so they're higher heat. And they have like some good books. They're no longer in print, so you have to find them in the library or in Amazon, like it's a Kindle book. But they're actually like, those are the smuttier ones, and there are like, there's some good gems there. And a lot of authors do write for Harlequin, like authors that you normally see in big books, traditionally published, they may still have started in Harlequin, which is a good, you know, getting early works. So.
Nice.
All right. Nice. So I gave you a bunch of recommendations. How do you feel?
I'm so excited. Like, I already have like a list of like, I feel like 50 books on my, because I'm definitely on like Book Talk and stuff like that. So books I just want to read. But literally everything you've described sounds like so much fun. And I have not heard of literally any of these. This is perfect for me.
You're a mix of like new, like some popular books and some books that are like hidden gems or like books that are published. I think Book Talk tends to have a lot of books that are like published in 2016, 2015, so earlier books. They tend to go for more of the toxic relationship from what I see, like Penelope Douglas, Colleen Hoover. They're more into, or some big books are like not romance, but they try to market this romance. You know, Evelyn Hugo was not romance. Like it's
romance. Oh yeah,
right. It's yes. Not romance. Like there's no happy ending.
Yes, yes.
So Book Talk is definitely one of those things. Like I think they're getting better at it, but I think it's just like it's a brand new community of readers. So they're discovering the genre as they're coming to. And a lot of the books in Book Talk are Kindle Unlimited, which is, that's, you know, that's a good try.
Absolutely.
You should read Ice Planet Barbarians, you know, if you want some alien romance and some, you know, monster decks, you know, what's
fun. Yes.
So Ice Planet Barbarians, I would say if you want to skip the first one and just read the rest of the series. The first one has some trigger warnings that are unnecessary, but the rest of the series are actually... it's a good time. So
okay, I've never read any alien romances. Like I see them come up on TikTok, and Kelly from Boobies and Newbies I feel like is always sharing alien romance, but I'm like, I haven't yet. But
Rory Dixon is the one to go, and they're available in Kindle Unlimited, so I would say, and they're really easy. Like I read I spent literally on the morning, they're like 200 pages, but it goes by so fast, you're like just consuming that like super fast. So for alien romance deck, I'm trying to drive into monster romance, but I'm like, I gotta suspend this belief. Like
there's some things that are hard to get into for sure.
For darker shit, there's some darker stuff, you know. So Book Talk, you might be able to find some dark stuff, some like books, and you're like, okay, like this is like really crazy stuff, and you're like full of trigger warnings and like
yeah.
So Colleen Hoover, if you have not read her, she writes emotional, more women's fiction than romance. Like I would suggest like some of her books, look at her trigger warnings, look at reviews, see if they fit for you. They're not this healthy, like loving, like happy-go-lucky relationship. It's like they'll tear you apart, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But I like to like kind of volley in between the loving, tender, romantic to like, yes, your life is in turmoil.
And then other stuff that you can look at is a mafia romance or motorcycle romance. So Deanna Darlin, Cora Riley, Sophie Lark, those are like good mafia romance. And then we didn't touch upon paranormal, which is like if you like Twilight, there's vampires, there's shapeshifters. And we can do another episode just on paranormal alone. So,
oh my God, love that. Also, haven't dipped into the paranormal romance.
Yeah.
But I did love Twilight. I'm still thinking about Twilight 15 years later. So,
You know what we should do? We should come back in a few months and like talk about Twilight fan fiction, because there's a whole genre of fan fiction written after Twilight.
Done.
It's one of them. So,
yes, and look how successful. Yeah.
Quite a few Twilight fan fiction books they're out that came out around that time. They're now popular authors. Like Christina Lawrence was a Twilight fan fiction author. So yeah. So we'll keep your journey going.
You know? Nice. I'm so excited.
Awesome. So tell us where you can find me online.
Yes. So I am at RTBP Podcast, and I don't often talk about romance novels, but I think I'm going to start sharing a little bit more just because I feel like my listeners either are reading them at home already, and, you know, I want to talk about it with more people. So I'm definitely, I feel like I'll start sharing a little bit more about what I'm reading. And you can listen to Ready to be Petty wherever podcasts are found.
I love this. And yes, tell us all the books you're reading.
Okay, can I give you my like top two recommendations right now? Sorry. Okay. Just like quick little plugs, because I'm like, I've been obsessed. But in the past year, two books have like super stood out to me. The Kingmaker by Kennedy Ryan.
Yes.
Have you read it?
I did not finish that series, but I did read the first one.
Okay, I'm reading the second one right now, but I loved the first one. And I was like, oh, why didn't I like jump on the second one like immediately? But I'm happy I'm back in that world. Second one, I think it's, again, going like a little bit TikTok viral, but Skin of the Night by C.K. Bennett.
I heard of this one. Tell me all about it.
It is kind of a billionaire romance. Like he's... he's a lawyer, and it is one of those romances where the main characters hook up, think they'll never see each other again, and then she's his intern. Yes, so they meet again, and why I brought it up is because it's very, I feel like, Twilight-esque, very like Edward, like pining, obsessive, jealous love, and which is fun to read sometimes, again, maybe not in real life, but yeah, I kind of have some of the like billionaire work at work romance type things, but those are my two quick plugs for the books that I've enjoyed the most this year.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Have you read The Stopover by T.L. Swan?
No.
It's on KU. It should be, I think it's hit its mark in Book Talk, and it's basically like they meet in an airplane, they have sex in their layover, and then a year later she finds out she works for him. So it's a very similar storyline. Like, you know,
I love it.
So it's in KU, so it's the same thing, Boner, you know, like we just happen to bang it out and they come back.
Yes. Yeah. Best sex of your life. Yes. But you meet each other a year later. Yeah. Love it.
We're like in this power imbalance. Like not a crash.
Yes. Yes. Oh God. Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Tori, for being on the show.
Thank you. And thank you for all these recommendations. I like super, super appreciate it.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading! Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.